Not like they might have known. Now that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
Val, is your ex-boyfriend here?
No.
Right, this is about Val's ex-boyfriend. It's called Academic Problems.
Welcome to the Totally Acoustic Season Finale Podcast, where we'll be having a few songs from acts that didn't get onto the podcast during this series. Starting off with Robbery there, who were with us in August, as was the Alex and the Christopher Howell Band.
It's probably going to be the most depressing song that I play tonight, and it has a bit where he shouts fuck off.
Fuck off.
It was so long ago that it now seems a second life, when we had Soviet snowball, made the campus grass look white. The washing up, no, that's fucked, I don't know what. That's it. It was so long ago that it now seems a second life, when we had Soviet snowball, made the campus grass look white. The washing up was piling up and waiting to be dry. neighbours, the Canadians, sang folk songs in a bucket of fried chicken. I think I found my salvation in my double-bedded bedroom. I found only isolation, but I found a friend in David. We both shared the situation. We both had had the same dream. Asphalt house had had a basement. We'd sleep the whole week through, except for on Tuesdays when he would steal the shower. I would lie in late. Windows, they're worthless, fragile, frail, and single glazed. The night the stars shone bright, it was just like we lived in space. And all these concrete concerns of the lyrics I've unlearned, they keep on calling, kid, come falling. Yeah, it's time to take your turn. If I'd have listened then this would have a different end. But the gravity kept pulling me back on my feet again. And if the problem is physical, then why am I so miserable? If the problem is chemical, it's probably the alcohol. The problem is physical, then take me to hospital. The problem is chemical, then I need a miracle. If the problem is physical, then why am I so miserable? If the problem is chemical, it's probably the alcohol. If the problem is physical, then I need a hospital. If the problem is chemical, then I need a miracle. If you'd have gone through with it, I don't think that we'd be shocked. Barricaded in your bedroom, your lair up in the loft. When Dean told me you loved me, you told me to
fuck off.
Then I got a little worried when I found your room was locked. And all these concrete concerns of the lyrics I've unlearned, they keep on calling, kid, come falling. Here it's time to take your turn. If I'd have listened then this would have a different end. But the gravity kept pulling me back on my feet again. Problem is physical, then why am I so miserable? If the problem is chemical, it's probably the alcohol. If the problem is physical, then I need a hospital. If the problem is chemical, then I need a miracle. A miracle. I need a miracle. It's getting critical. I need a miracle right now. I'm growing hysterical, it's getting critical. I need a miracle, I need a miracle right now. Ta-da.
I've crushed you all, and now it's time to cheer you all up.
Right, yeah, I know I'm doing poetry and I know what you're thinking. I hate poetry as well, but I'll try and keep it short and sweet. I'm going to start with the most cultural, romantic thing I can possibly muster up from my collection, and it was about an epiphany in a greasy spoon cafe. It's called Breakfast at Sylvia's. Sylvia's hands wipe the tablecloth, blending with the colour as she goes. Red and chubby in the most part, but white and frayed around the knuckles. There's no coffee on the menu, 2 lumps of sugar as standard in your tea, and so much food you can't eat again for a week. A portrait of Dusty Springfield hangs proudly above my table. Pet Clark sings softly on the radio, closely followed by Chuck Berry. I finger through the back pages of a worthless rag, and then sigh with comfort as my spoon dances and sings, swirling semi-skimmed around my steaming hot mug. This cosy little cafe on the corner of Kingsway, a home away from home. It's bloody freezing outside, first week of November, but since Sylvia stuck the heating on, it feels like dining in a jacuzzi. 6 years you've been coming, she smiles with silver in the jar, and you know love, no matter where you go, will never be too far. I sit back down, fiddle for a fag, and then sink into the warm for my final 5 minutes. So I'm just about to leave when we're interrupted, prompted by the chimes above the door. All eyes are guided to a stranger's face. She looks timid, but still struts as she heads towards the counter. Her phone's died, the car's broken down, and she needs to make a call. In an instant, she's outrageously out of place, like a reason smile on a doctrinaire, like a tropical bird at Trafalgar Square. She's pierced the afternoon. Well, I lost what to do. I don't need to tell you how stunning she is. And not only that, she'd slip seamlessly into Sylvia's age twice over and leave a poor woman blushing at the years to spare as she fumbles about for the handset. I shift my eyes to force distraction and then I see him. The suntan, the side parting, the linen shirt and the Aston Martin, the Don Juan of Hackney. I wipe the baked bean juice from the corner of my mouth, stand up and follow her out. Comfort for too long has cursed me and I never see this cafe again. Cheers.
And that was Matt Abbott with some actual poetry. Moving on to September, we had Mr. David Leach with us.
I live in Bristol now, and when I go back up north, not only is it a massive trek,
but also it's a love-hate relationship, because you know when you go home, everything feels a bit smaller. There's a new Primark and there's a Costa, but essentially it's the same. And so this is a song about how I both love and hate where I'm from. And as an acoustic act, you always have to have a song about like your home, you know, like Home Home on the Range or whatever. This is mine, and it's dedicated to a small mill town in Lancashire. Home, I'm coming back to you, where the air tastes different and there's nothing much to do. It feels so wrong, but I know that it's right. I don't have the internet and I'm here all night. I'm here all night. Off the train, 3 hours and a change, terraced houses pouring rain. I'm here for the news, I'm here for the fun, I'm here for the dentist and I'm here for my mum. Coffee with a friend in an old cafe, plastic seats and a shit latte. It all became quite difficult when she said she'd joined a religious cult. Home, sweet home, I'm coming back to you, where the air tastes different and there's nothing much to do. It feels so wrong, but I know that it's right. I don't have the internet and I'm here all night. I'm here all night. There's a bloke in the park with straggly hair, looking for prostitutes in his old wheelchair. Ask strange women to give him a push, sleeps by the market when he gets too drunk. There's a weapon shop and the JD Sports. You can buy a shotgun, buy some shorts. Every corner's a Bucky's or a Grace. There's a takeaway called Mr. Egg. Home, sweet home, I'm coming back to you, where the air tastes different and there's nothing much to do. It feels so wrong, but I know that it's right. I don't have the internet and I'm here all night. I'm here all night. My nemesis is the manager of the local council social care. Makes me regret university, cause he's earning twice as much as me. I think of the city and it's getting me down. Wish I'd stayed in my hometown. People smile, you get your money's worth. Drinks are cheap and they're down to earth. Home, sweet home, I'm coming back to you, where the air tastes different and there's nothing much to do. It feels so wrong, but I know that it's right. I don't have the internet and I'm here all night. I'm here all night.
I was thinking about how much I like oil and how brilliant oil is, because you can do all kinds of useful stuff with it and you can make useful things with it and paints and plastics and stuff, and we just burn it, which is really stupid. So I was thinking what would be the equivalent of taking this amazing resource that you can do really complicated things with and just like smashing it up. So I thought about taking all of the computers in the world and then smashing up the microchips and using the silicon to make a beach. And that would be like, I mean, you could do that, sure. I thought that would be like an equivalent level of stupidity. So the song is about, and it's called You'll Know More Than a Mile from the Beach. Dragged all the computers from our homes and offices, and stamped down on them angrily until our circuits buckled, warped and split. Like the Jacob's cracker, their brains crumbled in our hands. So we took a bunch of microchips and we smashed them up to make an old sound. We put it all together to make the silver sand dunes in the Thames estuary. From Parliament to Essex, it's the only thing that's holding back the sea. They're sunbathing, you can too, they come for miles around. You can't
crashing down. We got all of the aspirin and we ground it down to make fake silver linings for artificial clouds, to spruce up gala openings of large sporting events, where the thousands congregate to shout inside a tent and cry. They're crying when it rains, nobody gets headaches for a while. So sports are very popular, because everyone has headaches all of the time. Fiber optics were melted down to make a giant martini glass. We built a paper forest with books for trees and newspapers for grass. People walk among the inky trees that once upon a time were. We'll be carried off by all the zealous birds. After constant headaches are the only natural hazards there will be. In the city of the future, where you're no more than a mile from the beach, from the beach, from the beach.
David, that was Martin Oswick, who came and played for us in November. You may have noticed we've missed the October gig altogether and only had one person for September. That's because we had a series of unfortunate mishaps. For September, we were supposed to have Daniel and Norbert Dentresangle, but they were poorly, so weren't able to play. Tim Evely filled in, but he only did two songs, and they're both on the podcast already. Then in October, we had the Mini Skips, who... one of them was unable to play through being ill, and the other person didn't get taped due to a couple of issues with the four track. And we also had Jurassic Park the musical, most of which we broadcast in the podcast, hence sticking to November, which went off without a hitch, really, as you've heard from Martin and as you'll now hear from Mr. Pete Green.
And this song is called Divided by Zero. Film of you and me.
austerity, but we're gonna keep looking for answers. It's the only way to do.
You heard the ever marvellous Frankie Machine, who played with us for our Christmas gig in December, along with our final song this evening, which comes from Chris TT.
This is just about one of the best songs that's ever been written. I'm really honoured to sing it.
It's one of mine. It's on the on the Bear album, and it's called Gulls. That day. This is a true story, by the way. That day I found a dolphin washed up on the shore. I think I was the first to see it. Early morning walk, so I made a phone call. I guess it was thrown out by a trawler, and I knew what they'd say. Can you stay nearby, stand beside the dolphin, until we can come take it away? So I stood for half an hour with the bloody upturned heart. I was a shipwrecked companion. It's eaten by the gulls. Eaten by the gulls are hungry, ripping through the bin bags down the street, tearing at our insides, tearing at our private lives, spreading them around for all to see. I hadn't seen her, not even online, but something in the air, and I'm already scared, even before her dad shows up at mine. So I stood for half an hour. A bloody upturned shell. Yeah, I was your shipwreck companion. Ooh. But now I'm drowning in the swell. Ooh. A half-ton metal box at 43 miles an hour. Into the small of her back. Oh, her beautiful back. You don't get up after that. You don't get up. You don't get up after that. You don't get up after that. You don't get up after that.
That's a lot for this series. Say we had few mishaps in the middle, but it's been rather good fun having Totally Acoustic back, so much so that we're bringing it back next month. Our next gig is on the 5th of February, the King and Queen, where we've got Simon Love, Model Village and a little orchestra all playing, and then we'll have monthly gigs after that all the way up till June. We've got quite an exciting lineup. You can find out who's coming if you go to totallyacoustic.com. And that's that. So hopefully we'll see you again in a few weeks' time for the next podcast, and thanks for listening.